there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
During the Second World War, the Navajo code talkers served in the Pacific Theater. The Japanese could not break the Navajo language. It was an unbreakable code that saved many, many lives of American soldiers. And these Navajo code talkers served with great distinction at the front in constant combat. When you look at the ribbons on their chest, there's an extraordinary amount for World War II veterans, including valor awards. These are men who served in harm's way. They're combat heroes. What they were entitled to today was to be treated with the maximum respect that a grateful nation can offer to these heroes. And once again, the commander-in-chief pratfalled flat onto his face. Disgusting.
And the strength and the bravery and the love that they had for the country, and that you have for the country. So that was the ultimate statement from General Kelly, the importance. And I just want to thank you, because you're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here, although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you, because you are special. You are special people. You are really incredible people. And I have to, from the heart, from the absolute heart, we appreciate what you've done, how you've done it, the bravery that you displayed, and the love that you have for your country. Tom, I would say that's as good as it gets, wouldn't you say? That's as good as you get.
Senator, do you have any response to that?
You know, this was supposed to be an event to honor heroes. People who put it all on the line for our country, and people who, because of their incredible work, saved the lives of countless Americans and our allies. It is deeply unfortunate that the President of the United States cannot even make it through a ceremony honoring these heroes without having to throw out a racial slur.
Kristen.
Why is it appropriate for the president to use a racial slur in any context?
I don't believe that it is appropriate for him to make a racial slur or anybody else.
Well, a lot of people feel this is a racial slur, so why is it appropriate for him to
I think, like I said, I don't think that it is, and I don't think that was certainly not the president's intent.
There was complete silence in the room because nobody quite understood what he was talking about, it seems to me. You're at a point where you don't know what to say anymore when something like this happens.
But we have to give credit to the president because at least he did the right racism, okay? Yeah, he could have easily mixed up his Indians and been like, thank you, come again, but. But he didn't. He went with the right racism. And as if it couldn't be worse, right behind him, there's a picture of Andrew Jackson.
Let's see. Perfectly fine for Trump to make fun of Elizabeth Warren, in my view. If he wants to make fun of her, he can. What's offensive is making a joke about, you know, a Native American hero to Native Americans, plainly. And I think that he has a horror, Trump has a horror of gravitas. He has a horror of treating solemn occasions with solemnity and pride. It is almost a tic that he has to lower the tone. Bring it down. Now, he's an informal person, but it is a constant habitual behavior on his part to take these events, which are intended to be ceremonial and thus have a pattern, have a style, have a formal gloss to them, and ruin them because that would be funny. It amuses him.
With me now, Giassi Ross, who's an attorney as well, a member of the Blackfeet Nation. Your response to that scene in the White House today?
Well, I want to push back just a little bit that this wasn't an insult to Elizabeth Warren. This was an insult to the descendants of Pocahontas. This was an insult to Native people generally. This was an insult to Native women. I would like to paraphrase my esteemed elder, Faye Spotted Eagle, by saying that Donald Trump, his filthy, nasty, lying, deceitful lips do not deserve to utter Pocahontas's name. And moreover, he certainly doesn't deserve to do it while he's honoring these men who fought and were willing to use their heritage, use every single resource that they had to leverage to bring victory to the United States. He certainly doesn't deserve to utter those words at that time.
Eric Trump took particular note of anyone from ABC News suggesting yesterday that what Donald Trump said was offensive. The irony of an ABC reporter whose parent company, Disney, has profited nearly $500 million on the movie Pocahontas, inferring that the name is offensive, is truly staggering to me. The Alliance of Colonial-Era Tribes issued a written statement saying, degrading an American Indian name or historic tribal reference by using it as an insult is making a racial slur, whether knowingly or unknowingly. The right to determine if it is a slur belongs to those who have been insulted, not the one who made the insult. The appropriate and mature response when one is made aware of such an insult to an entire race of people is to apologize and to not do it again. An even better response after the apology is to try to understand and learn more of the proud heritage of the people that were insulted and why the manner in which you used the reference may be viewed as an insult. John Smith wrote a glowing letter to Queen Anne claiming that Pocahontas saved his life when her father was about to have Smith executed. In John Smith's version, Pocahontas laid her head on his chest so that Smith could not be beheaded without Pocahontas suffering the same fate. In his letter to the Queen, John Smith said, "She hazarded the beating out of her own brains to save mine, and not only that, but so prevailed with her father that I was safely conducted to Jamestown." That is the version of Pocahontas that has passed through the centuries and is now the stuff of Disney animation. But William Stith's 1865 book tells us more about Pocahontas. He wrote a book about the history of the Virginia colony. And he said that 400 years ago, Pocahontas and her tribe anticipated the likes of Donald Trump. Pocahontas's tribe knew they could never fully trust the new settlers of their land. And so, as Stith reports in his book, her real name, it seems, was originally Matoax, which the Indians carefully concealed from the English and changed it to Pocahontas, out of a superstitious fear lest they, by the knowledge of her true name, should be enabled to do her some harm. And so 400 years later, the President of the United States tries to do Pocahontas some hurt by reducing her name to an insult that he repeatedly hurls at a woman. But he can't hurt Pocahontas. Her tribe made sure of that. He can't hurt Pocahontas because he doesn't even know her real name. And every time Donald Trump tries to insult Elizabeth Warren with that word, with that fictional name of that real person, it is as if Matoax is there somewhere, always making sure that the shame of those moments lands entirely and justly on Donald Trump.
And now you know the rest of the story.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, I invented bells. Everyone remembers all their favorite Christmas hits. Joy to this world, the Lord is come. That can't be true, right? And now we've assembled them into one album like you've never heard them before. And like I've never heard them before, because I'm not really religious. Oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your legs. Oh, come all ye hateful tiki torches too. Oh, come ye to Charlottesville. It's not available in stores. Order yours today.
The wind whispered through the forest, a storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice, I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the golf course.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America is great, business is great. When business is great, I'm great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
Hey, Mr.
Drumpf.
How about talking about yourself?
President Trump took aim at reporters over the weekend, many in harm's way. The president tweeted, quote, Fox News is much more important in the United States than CNN. But outside of the U.S., CNN International is still a major source of fake news, and they represent our nation to the world very poorly. The outside world does not see the truth from them.
Do you like what you're doing? Or is it that you can do nothing else?
Less than an hour later, the president retweeted a purported accomplishment list by the website MAGAPIL and wrote, Wow, I didn't realize we did so much. Wish the fake news would report. Thank you. The conservative Weekly Standard described President Trump's suggested news source as a sycophantic website that traffics in conspiracy theories and has aligned itself to the alt-right and white nationalist movements.
Hey, Mr.
Trump.
I believe all that you put down.
The president complained about the Russia investigation and claimed, I have the economy booming and I have possibly done more than any 10-month president.
I believe the sun is going up, even though it's
Mr. Drumpf.
Don't you twist my words around.
He all but declared Fox News to be American state TV.
Drumpf.
How about talking about yourself?
He endangered certainly CNN journalists, all journalists operating in dangerous areas and autocratic areas. And it's another assault in spirit on the concept of a free press.
Do you like what you do? Or is it that you can't do nothing else?
Quote, we should have a contest as to which of the networks, plus CNN and not including Fox, is the most dishonest, corrupt, and or distorted in its political coverage of your favorite president. Me. They are all bad. Winner to receive the fake news trophy.
President Trump is trying to move us into an Orwellian space where truth doesn't matter and the opposite of truth is truth.
General Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA and the NSA, saying, if this is who we are and who we are becoming, I have wasted 40 years of my life. Until now, it was not possible for me to conceive of an American president capable of such an outrageous assault on truth, a free press, or the First Amendment.
President Trump is fake news.
Drumpf.
How about talking about yourself?
But with President Trump, about the unrelenting, the consistent lying, commands a different standard for today.
Do you like what you're doing? Or is it that you can do nothing else? Did your daddy stop you playing with your friends when
the president's attack on CNN International came the exact same day that Vladimir Putin signed into law amendments that will allow foreign media outlets in Russia, such as CNN International, to be listed by the Russian government as foreign agents. That's according to state-run Sputnik News. Russian officials have said this is a retaliatory response to the U.S. government's request that Russian-owned RT register its American arm as a foreign agent. Now, I asked White House officials today if there was any relationship between Putin taking a step that could penalize CNN International and President Trump attacking CNN International on the same day. The White House officials did not respond.
The dinner hour at Mar-a-Lago, where the president is, he has just sent out an audacious tweet.
Time magazine called to say that I was probably going to be named Man Person of the Year like last year, but I would have to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said, probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway.
Time magazine accuses President Trump of, quote, total BS.
Oh. Trump doesn't care about being Person of the Year, so much so that he printed out his own fake Time cover and hung it up in only 5 of his golf clubs.
And it looks like a cover of Time magazine, and the big photo on the cover is Donald Trump. And there's a photo of Trump, and it says, Donald Trump, the apprentice is a television smash, exclamation point. And then there's another headline about Trump above the masthead, above the name Time, that says, Trump is hitting all on all fronts, including TV. This is hung up, hung on the wall. It's very impressive looking. It's fake. So there was no March 1, 2009 issue of Time magazine, as this purports to be. There was no issue of Time magazine that year that had Donald Trump on the cover. It's not a real Time magazine cover. So Donald Trump, who had spent the whole campaign railing against fake news, literally has fake news hanging on his wall.
You are fake news.
The New York Times just called to say I was probably going to be named Comedian of the Year, but I would have to agree to an interview in a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway.
Here is candidate Donald Trump apologizing for the Access Hollywood video, which he is now trying to tell some people is fake.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly, I'm not proud of it, but this is locker room talk.
Trump suggested to a senator earlier this year that the tape itself was not authentic. He has repeated that claim to an advisor more recently.
Wait, you're claiming that Access Hollywood tape was fake?
Donald Trump also apologized for his own improper actions last year during the campaign, thus acknowledging his own guilt.
I said it, I was wrong. And I apologize.
Sure, that happened. Or did it? The New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump has been telling people since January that the famous Access Hollywood tape is not authentic. You're also thinking, wait a minute, Jordan, I saw that tape. It was real. But how do you know it was real? Because they told you it was real?
This never happened. It will shock you how much it never happened.
Now, I've always been skeptical of the Access Hollywood tape. First of all, it comes from Hollywood. Everything is fake in Hollywood. And also, Trump said it was locker room talk, but this conversation allegedly happened on a bus. A locker room that's also a bus? What is this, the Jetsons?
Joining us now is 3-time Emmy-nominated actress Ariane Zucker, who was in the tape doing the interview with Citizen Trump. And also Billy Bush. Ariane, so the president questioning the authenticity of the Access Hollywood tape, I mean, you were there. Is there any possible way it is not authentic?
Well, obviously I wasn't there during the bus ride. I mean, I had, just to reiterate, I had no idea what was going on before they got off the bus. But I do know that I was there. And so whatever happened beforehand, I'm assuming you're mic'd and it's recording as you're driving in. I don't know how else that could be fake. I mean, unless someone's planting words in your mouth, that's, you know, that's the only other way, but it is puzzling to me.
All this makes you wonder if you can even believe your own eyes. You know what? It feels a little dark in here, a little cold. Let me get out my trusty gas light. Okay. Ah. Much better. Where was I? Oh, yes. Why would the president cast doubt on the authenticity of a tape he already admitted to in the past? Doesn't add up. You think you heard Trump apologize, but did you really? Trump never apologizes. That's like his thing. If the tape is fake, there was no apology. You're probably misremembering it. Some dumb poet once said, the past is a foreign country. Do you trust foreign countries? Memories are immigrants from the past. You need to build a wall. Is this gaslight getting bigger? Size is relative, like the truth. Because if Trump denied something he already apologized for, that'd be insane. You're not insane, are you? Are you? See? Why are we getting so upset about a tape of a thing on a bus that never happened? Trump admitted he said it, and now he's remembering it was actually fake.
This never happened. It will shock you how much it never happened.
The New York Times reports the president is peddling conspiracy theories again, this time behind closed doors, once again casting doubt on the authenticity of former President Obama's birth certificate. Here is an excerpt from the New York Times piece for context. In recent months, advisors say, Mr. Trump has used closed-door conversations to question the authenticity
of President Barack Obama's birth certificate. One senator who listened as the president revived his doubts about Obama's birth certificate chuckled on Tuesday as he recalled the conversation. The president, he said, has had a hard time letting go of his claim that Mr. Obama was not born in the United States.
It's a deeply disturbing report.
So he could have been born in Kenya and gone over to the United States, and everybody wants to be a U.S. citizen.
Do you accept that what he produced is valid? Do you
No, I don't necessarily.
But do you believe he probably was born in America? No.
I say he might have been.
Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. I think I did a great job and a great service, not only for the country, but even for the president, in getting him to produce his birth certificate.
Donald Trump tells the story of Donald Trump every day to anyone who will listen. And that story is that he's winning all the time, that everyone else is weak, that he was always proven right, that the phones in the Trump Tower were wiretapped, that there were Muslims celebrating on 9/11, that Ted Cruz's father may or may not have been involved in the assassination of JFK. I mean, there's
a larger political project, which is about delegitimizing sources of information that he thinks can hurt him. There is no foundation that is fixed enough that he doesn't want to destabilize it in terms of something like the Access Hollywood video. And it is to basically, you can see over and over how on matters of public policy, not just things relating to his personal history, he is essentially arguing for a set of facts that have no connection, no support in reality. And I think that every time he pulls down a pillar of something something that people think they believe, he makes it easier to do it again.
Thanks to
Golden Earring
and
the Kinks,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Navajo
Cold
Talkers, Steve Schmidt, Ali Belshi, Elizabeth Warren, Kristen Welker, Gloria Borger, Trevor Noah, Poderetz,
Chris
Hayes, Yazi Ross, Lawrence,
You're
Paul Harvey, Anthony Atamanuk, Oliver Mika Brzezinski, Jake Tapper, Dan Rather, Seth Myers,
Jordan
Klepper, Brian Stelter, Allison Camerota, Don Draper, Ariana Zucker,
Chris
Cuomo,
and Chris
Siliza.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.